Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 200. Today we're reading Chapter 32 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Emmett and his wife Connie arrived promptly at 6 at the Martins' house for dinner. Conversation centered around the e-book they received. "Can you believe Pastor Gillespie or someone would do that?" Emmett exclaimed. "Brother Martin, I was surprised to hear you were no longer in charge of the immigration ministry. Maybe that's a good thing, considering this new e-book about them." "Maybe there is some truth to the information in the book," Zelda Martin said. "Martin had a hard time working with them. They just would not cooperate with him. They were always up in his face, pulling him here and there." Connie glanced at her husband. She thought the Martins did not express much remorse over the negativities about the Ethiopians. In fact, they seemed a bit too relieved about the matter. "I really find it hard to believe Pastor Gillespie wrote that letter." "That is just not him," Connie said quietly.
"You really can't judge a book by its cover," Brother Martin said.
"You have to read it from cover to cover and in between the lines."
"What's that supposed to mean?" Emmett asked.
Brother Martin and his wife looked at each other. "Well, Zelda and I put the book together with Pastor Gillespie's permission. He looked it over and told us to send it off to the church family."
"What?" Emmett said.
"Things are not adding up. He holds this big Sunday celebration for them. He tells us every Sunday not to forget to stop by their restaurant and shop, to adopt some of them and be an encouragement to them. And just yesterday he announced his plans to marry one of them."
"That's a plot," Zelda quickly added.
"He's playing both sides, meaning he's part of the scam. He's been paid money to marry Charmaine so she can stay in the country. Some of his deacons are a part of it."
"What? This is unbelievable," Emmett said.
"Believe it," Zelda Martin said.
"Remember, Connie, you told me the INS just gathers up the legal aliens and buses them on back home, and that these Ethiopians needed to be bussed on out of here too? You said they were getting on your nerves."
"I did not tell you that, Zelda," Connie started.
"I shared with you what I heard from the news, after you brought up something about maybe some of the Ethiopians being here illegally. I told you it was none of our business." Emmett did not like what he was hearing. Connie was not a liar, neither was she a gossiper, and he did not appreciate anyone falsely accusing her like that, friend or no friend. "Anyway," Zelda continued, "Martin can make you and your husband look real good if you stick with us."
"What are you talking about?" Connie asked.
"Tell them, Martin."
"Well, some people are still disgruntled over his divorce, and now he's marrying an Ethiopian. Some have shared with me that they are not going for that."
"So," Brother Martin said, "there's going to be an uprising soon from the whispers I've heard. They're going to push for Pastor Gillespie to resign. I've shared with them that I'll be their pastor if Pastor Gillespie leaves. Emmett, you can be my right-hand man, and Connie, you can work with my wife in the leadership of the ladies' ministries. I have big plans for when Pastor Gillespie leaves."
"I'm sure you do," Emmett thought.
After finishing dessert, Emmett and Connie decided to leave promptly. Emmett said, "Well, we don't want to wear out our welcome. Plus, I have to go in earlier than usual on tomorrow."
"Now, this visit is just between us," Brother Martin said as he walked them to the door.
"Oh, I won't let anyone know who does not need to know. Good night, my brother."
"Can you believe that?" Emmett said as he backed out of the driveway.
"Emmett, you can be my right-hand man," Emmett said, mimicking Brother Martin.
"Connie," he said, turning to his wife, "I believe Brother Martin and his wife are behind all this. I don't believe for one minute that Pastor Gillespie has anything to do with this.
Brother Martin is still disgruntled about Pastor Gillespie's divorce. He asked me once how I felt about the Ethiopians worshipping with us. Of course, I told him I was all for this outreach. See, he was trying to get me into his corner back then."
"Emmett, honey, you just made a wrong turn," his wife pointed out to him.
"Oh, no, I'm headed for Pastor Gillespie's house."
"But you promised Brother Martin you would not tell anyone."
"Oh, no, I didn't. I told them I won't let anyone know who does not need to know. Pastor Gillespie needs to know."
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast
from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:10, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.